My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Su.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how billionaires are different from millionaires. So there's a pretty recent experience I can share when I was at a Collision conference a couple months ago. And I met this billionaire. His name is Naveen Jain. I actually had him on the Growth Everywhere podcast as well. But here's what I noticed. When I spoke with him at the conference, he's like, here, let's talk. You know, and he gave me his phone number, right? And what's interesting is when I called him, he instantly picked up the phone. There was basically no ring, right? And I've done this a couple of times with him. He picks up immediately, right? So what I've noticed is that they're really, really fast and they think really, really big, right? This guy is trying to solve problems where it's like, oh, he wants to make sure that illness is something that becomes optional for human beings, right? So yeah, he's thinking out of the box. He's thinking really big. He also has a license to, you know, fly to the moon, collect rocks, and then come back. So, you know, he has a bunch of moon rocks at his place. So I've just noticed it's like from people that have, you know, built billion-dollar companies and are billionaires, they just tend to think a lot bigger. And they think, well, they respond a lot faster too through email as well. You know, they're cranking out emails at, you know, 2, 3 a.m. or so. They just keep going. They're always on and they're trying to solve really big problems.
Yeah, the other thing that I've noticed with billionaires, as I've met quite a few over my lifetime as an entrepreneur, they're really big on solving problems. So most people, especially in the millionaire range, they're like, all right, I want to make more money. How do I get to 100 million or 10 million or 500 million? A lot of these billionaires don't start off with, hey, I want to make money. They focus on solving problems, but not just any problems, but like they're crazy big revolutionary problems. And when you solve them, either you're going to make a shitload of money or you're going to go broke and or, you know, be back to square one or whatever it may be. But the big thing that I've learned is they try to focus on solving problems. Elon Musk, with all the companies that he's created, his goal was never to make money. Mark Zuckerberg's number one mission in life wasn't to make money. Same with the Google founders. And the list keeps going on and on. But when you solve crazy drastic problems, you're much more likely to make money. Airbnb founders, right? They're like, oh, people have a lot of empty space in their house and rooms that aren't being used. Why not rent out your rooms and, you know, makes it easier for people to pay their mortgage? Solved a huge problem. They make more money. There's no difference between them and the HomeAways, but the pitch, the whole concept of what they were trying to solve really resonated with the public, right? Uber, they increased the market size of the whole taxi industry and outgrew it. The cool part about Uber is they made transportation super easy and simple for people. Before, you would never order a taxi. You would always have a car because it would be a pain in the butt to deal with these taxis. Now you click a button on your app, car comes, it drives you around. So think big or go home.
Yeah. And another example to build on, you think about Jeff Bezos when he started Amazon. And, you know, Amazon was never really about profits for a very long time, right? And, you know, Jeff Bezos was quoted as saying, you know, he talks about other businesses saying that, you know, your margin is my opportunity, right? So he's just constantly thinking big, thinking about how he can constantly expand. He starts with books first. Now he sells everything, right? You've seen that meme before. And also at the same time, he has Blue Origin, right? He's thinking about space as well. And I think he's a valedictorian of, I think, his college or his high school, I think. And he's quoted as just, you know, talking about space, the final frontier, and how he'll see people there. So he's got this really big vision, and he knew that he would be able to push towards this when he was at, you know, at a really young age. And now Amazon's doing all these different things. They have Whole Foods as well. He's got this really big vision, right? Again, they think a lot bigger. It's not just about, oh, you know, let's go make seven figures and then, you know, I want to go buy a Ferrari and, you know, look really good, right? That's a very, very LA thing to do. And we're in LA right now. But just think about that, right? It's about helping other people. And even though money is just, you know, money can be interpreted in many different ways, I do think it's a pretty good indicator of how much value somebody's added at the end of the day, provided, you know, how they made the money and it's not something that's inherited. Just keep in mind, you know, how you make your money is also very important against, you know, how much money you have.
These billionaires also don't know when to quit. There's something in them in which they don't understand when they're losing and they should just end up giving up. It was funny. I was reading an article and it was by Jeff Bezos just giving advice to other entrepreneurs. And he said somewhere in the article is like, if you're doing well, just watch out because in the future, I'm going to be your competitor, right? In which he's pretty much saying he's going to compete with everyone and he's going to crush you. That's his mentality. I think there was an article by one of Elon Musk's ex-wives talking about billionaires. And she was talking about how they're so unique. It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, right? They just don't know when things won't work. They don't care. They believe that they can do anything. And not anything like jump off a bridge and survive, but they can solve any problems. They're thinking really big and they don't care what obstacles are in their way. They're going to do whatever it takes to succeed and just crush it.
Yeah, and the final example I give is Warren Buffett, right? Look, he's still working. He's approaching his 90s. I think he might be 90 already. If you want to Google it.
I know. I'm curious how old he is.
I know Charlie Munger's 92, 93. 87. Okay, so Charlie Munger's in his 90s. These two guys are still working right now. They have all the money that they need that they could possibly ever want. Why are they still working? In a sense, Bill Gates has all the money he needs, but you know what? He is kind of still working, right? With his wife on
a nonprofit, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation,
which is a lot of work, right? So everybody, you look at these guys, they don't have an off button. They keep going because they want to add as much value as they can to the world before they pass.
Yeah, and that's it on my end. But if you want to be a billionaire, think big.
All right. So before we go, speaking of, you know, big companies, we want to share a episode on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network called Problem Solvers. And this episode is about the HelloFresh CEO. And he talks about different marketing cohorts, how they increase customer retention. And they just filed to go public. So this is really interesting. Just go to singlegrain.com/fresh to listen in. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
T Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.